the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Au contraire. Actually, it's not Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. It's Ken Colburn, Mike Hal Valdivia, and special guest data doctor, David Winquist, a longtime employee and guy in charge of supporting all of our franchisees. He's filling in for Mr. Disney, who's on assignment in Colorado. You want to say something there, Mr. Winquist?
Good afternoon, or good morning.
That works. I can see you're going to be cheery this morning, huh? Come on, a little energy here. No, didn't you get enough caffeine? You're a Starbucks-aholic, like the rest of us. You are listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're here to talk computers with you until 11:45, at which time we will be making way for Mr. Paul Harvey. Programming note for all of you loyal listeners, we will be switching to the 12 o'clock time slot starting January 10th. There'll be a new show on from 10 to 11:45, and then right after Paul Harvey. So for all these years we've been Paul Harvey's warm-up act, now Paul Harvey will be warming up y'all for us. So remember that, a little programming note. We'll send some reminders out in our newsletters and, of course, post that on our website. But starting January 10th, we shall be at a new time slot at noon, so you can have lunch with the data doctors. Get next to your computer and get some crumbs in that keyboard, and here we go. All right, so today's topic, if you will, is holiday web resources. We just passed through the Thanksgiving holiday, and of course the after Thanksgiving sales are on, and all of the supposed increases in retail sales and what have you. So rather than just doing a shopping kind of show, which actually next weekend we're going to do online shopping safety and online shopping tips, you know, how to find... How to figure out if the online merchant is actually a stand-up group. I saw some pretty cheesy attempts to try to look like legitimate websites, and I'll make you aware of some of those things next week as well. We'll also tell you how to look up the various ratings systems for various online merchants and how to be safe when you're actually making the purchase. Some tips and tricks and things to do and not to do. Reviews, opinions, all kinds of things. So if you're looking for a particular product, you can figure out how to see what other people think about that particular product. But it's the holiday season. Did you get enough turkey?
I sure did.
And you got more to come?
I still have some leftovers to eat for through the whole weekend.
It's always better cold, isn't it?
Oh, it's excellent. You know,
just a big old hunk of cheese and some mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Need some peanut butter. Feel free, by the way, to email us directly here on the show. The best way to do it is through our website. Go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you will see today's offerings, including all of the resources, which we want to discuss with you for the next hour. In the second hour, we'll have open phones. You can call in about any kind of computer question you may have. But in the first hour, if you're going to be calling in, try to give us, or if you're going to email us, try to give us some resources, some websites that you use. For instance, I love to cook. My vice, when I get home at night, there's nothing more that I'd like to do than to open a bottle of wine and start, just go get a recipe online and try something and just create. It's just a way to just, that's how I relax. Works out pretty good at home.
Yes,
it does.
Wife
loves that I cook. You know, there's various websites that I go to. Holiday season, you know, even though I cook all the time, I still go and look to see, you know, any new tips on, you know, maybe there's a little switch up on making gravy, or I smoked a turkey on Wednesday, I cooked one on Thursday. There was, you know, just all those various things that go on. So there are fantastic websites out there for finding recipes and holiday ideas and what have you. But the one in particular that I like to use, mainly because I like a nice bottle of wine with a lot of meals, is foodandwine.com. It's one of the resources I recommend because it's got great recipes. It's got pictures, so you can actually see what it's supposed to look like when it's done. Do you ever download recipes and try to make stuff, or is it just...
I usually try to write them down when I'm watching TV.
Yeah? Well, you know, they usually have an associated website now. You can just go to the website and download it and print it.
Food Network.
Yeah, foodtv.com is another one of my favorites.
Exactly.
But the thing that I like about Food and Wine's recipes is, one, you get a picture. Two, at the end of the recipe, they give you suggestions for an accompanying wine. So, you know, what would go well with that? So, and not just in general terms, but they give you very specific recommendations. So, that's an interesting web resource. AmazingMail.com, we've talked about this for years. It's another resource that I like to tell people about this time of year. A lot of people like to send out those greetings postcards. You know, they go to a photographer, the photographer takes the picture, and then processes them, and then you pay for printing, and then you put the stamps on, and, you know, it's kind of a laborious process. Well, guess what, folks? If you've got a digital camera and you have an internet connection, you can do it all right from your home and never have to lick one stamp, and it comes out looking beautiful. AmazingMail.com, we've talked about it for years. You can upload any image that you have on your computer, and it becomes the postcard, front and back. So you can put a picture on the front and a picture on the back if you'd like, and a little message, a little hello, how are you, that kind of thing.
That's really cool for the holiday season.
Yeah, but the cool thing is you upload the thing, mm-hmm. you pay with a credit card for however many cards you want to send,
mm-hmm.
and you're done. They take care of the postage, they take care of the printing, they take care of everything. You don't have to do anything other than go online, create the card. If you have an address list, you can upload the address list, so it automatically merges all that stuff, and say go, and little tip, make sure and send one to yourself so you see exactly what it looks like.
And what you're getting.
First time you do it, you're going to go, from now on. Because you can, all year round, keep your database of all your friends up there. And you can also have reminders for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, for New Year's, for birthdays, for anniversaries, for all those things. And if you're really lazy, mm-hmm. you can actually say, okay, I'm going to set up all next year's cards. So on
ahead of time.
My anniversary, send a card to my wife. On my mom's birthday, send...
It's
so you can actually like preset all that so that it's just automatic and you don't have to worry about it. So really cool website. Lots and lots of things out there, folks. If you have a particular resource or a particular place that that you use during the holiday season, that's the point of this first hour, is to try to make you aware or make people listening aware of some things that maybe they didn't think of using the internet for. Clearly, we use it for shopping and for looking up stuff, but it's not just that type of thing. There's decorating. You know, if you want to decorate your house, some great ideas for decorating your house. You have no idea what gift to be buying this weekend? Found a great website called surprise.com you can go to. It'll actually break down the... it'll say, okay, babysitters and nannies. You click on that, and they have gift ideas for babysitters and nannies. They have,
different,
you know,
categories.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So you choose the type of individual that they are, and then they give you a bunch of ideas.
Nice.
I'm sure they also then give you the opportunity to make the purchase. I'm sure it's an online.
Of course, yeah.
But obviously, if you're just looking for ideas, you don't necessarily have to buy it from them. You can check out those ideas. So
see what they got.
If you have those kinds of questions or those kinds of suggestions you'd like to share with the audience, then give us a holler or give us an email. Either way, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see all of the resources that we're talking about today, and you'll see a button that says, ask a question or make a suggestion.
Ask.
X. Well, Power 92's down the hall
know.
Here.
You're getting the funk on.
Getting a little hip-hop action in there. What was that? What was that?
Yeah,
David?
Give us a call.
Oh, okay. What is this, a telethon now?
Yeah.
Only 100,000 more to go. You know what? Do we have time, Robert? Or are we late for break? I haven't sat behind the console for so long, I don't even remember. Got 3 minutes? You know what? Let's see if we can bring in Mr. Adam, our 13-year-old whiz kid. Adam.
Hi.
How was your turkey day?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And give us a little overview of the... of the intake, what did you have for your Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, just turkey dressing, a lot of pumpkin pie. My grandma actually made brownies too.
Wow! Now, are you one of those families? My neighbors, what they do is they get everybody together and everybody has dessert like at noon or 1 o'clock.
No.
And then they have the meal later on in the day.
No, nope. Meal always comes first.
I think maybe the family's dyslexic or something. I'm not sure they got the the menus switched around.
Yeah.
All right. So you come to us every week with an acronym. Or an almost?
No, that was before.
Oh.
Now I'm into the whole product review.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
See, too much tryptophan in my system, I'm still asleep.
I forgot all about it, too. I'm like, what? Product review? Okay.
We switched from Adam's acronym to Adam's product reviews.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Let's tease it, though, because we're coming up on a break.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tease it so that when we come back, they're going to get to hear your review. What are we reviewing today?
We are reviewing Adobe Photoshop. Today.
Adobe Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
And why would somebody want Adobe Photoshop?
Well, if you're into anything that has to do with pictures, whether it be graphic design, just having fun, or just editing family photos or something like that, Adobe Photoshop is the best.
All right, we're going to give you more details when we come back. That is Adam. Hang on, Adam. I'll put you on hold. Adam's going to give us his review on Adobe Photoshop, and I know there's several different types, so we'll fill you in on all those details. You're listening to the Holiday Web Resource Edition of the computer corner, and you guys just start talking.
Yes.
On this next segment coming up. And, of course, second hour, we'll have open phones. We'll answer all your questions, but feel free to email us while you're waiting at datadoctors.com. We'll be back right after this.